You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Now the KSL in-depth Eye on the Hill. Utah senators have made significant changes to that bathroom bill. It no longer requires people to use public restrooms matching their birth certificate, but changing rooms and bathrooms in public schools would still be impacted. Joining me live, Sue Robbins from Equality Utah. Sue, good to talk to you. Were you happy to see these changes?
So we have mixed feelings because we had significant issues with the bill in multiple areas. So two parts of the bill, I want to say we supported all along, and that is the Title IX parts that give women and young girls equal access to facilities and other athletic needs. And then the part around encouraging more unisex restrooms, we feel like that's the way to go forward in the future to ensure privacy and help meet people's needs. And we're looking at a lot of differences as we go forward in the future. We've seen men's rooms get more changing tables for babies and everything, and we need to expand the availability of different types of neutral options for people. But in the other areas, we had significant concerns across that, and that was in locker rooms, changing rooms, and restrooms for the adults, and then in schools. So in this case, these changes removed the issues that we had with the adult restrooms because we were legislating transgender people while they were saying they didn't want men in women's restrooms. So transgender women in women's restrooms is women in restroom, women's restrooms. So we're trying to make the transgender woman prove that they were transgender women to keep men out. It was really not following a good path. So they changed it where they upped the lewdness definition. So that way they can, if they have someone come in for ill intent, they have the right type of behavioral challenge that they can do in there. So we're good to see that. But what we're really distressed about is we've done nothing for our youth. The youth in the schools still are not able to have any real viable options for using restrooms aligned with their gender identity. This was untouched in this update, and we noticed that right away. So that's one of our great concerns. And then also encoding male and female within the law tends to impact us in many ways, and we'll have to see what that means. So that sends us a message that we're not being recognized as who we are. And to be clear, transgender people, we're who we are at birth. This is something innate to us. And when we start making it like we can take things away, then it treats it more like a choice than about who the person is.
So we're speaking with Sue Robbins from Equality Utah. I have a quick question before we have to go to traffic. Are there behind-the-scenes conversations going on between you and your organization and these lawmakers on Capitol Hill?
Absolutely. And I want to say that I appreciate that the sponsor and the floor sponsor have always been available. We've talked with them, and we've met with them on multiple occasions. So there have been discussions. So we've had that. We just haven't been able to get the bill moving in a direction that totally alleviates all these concerns that we have, even some pretty great concerns here.
But there were changes made today to the what was called the bathroom bill. I guess you could call it the locker room bill at this point, but it's complicated. Sue Robbins from Equality Utah with us. We thank you.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save